time, a busy nation, busy people, busy culture. Have you ever stopped and asked yourself, what's my purpose? Do you know your purpose? I mean, really, what your purpose is? That's a really deep question on a Wednesday, right? We're going to jump into it. I'll tell you what, here's my promise. By the end of the next 28 minutes on this show called Intentional Living, you're going to be inspired, you're going to get some hope, and maybe a switch may go off in your own life about why you're here and how to live your life intentionally for Him. That's our hope. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living, along with Jennifer and Stephen, the rest of the Intentional Living family, as we focus on this topic of how in the world can we figure out what our purpose is. And by the way, we'd love to have you join in. We're going to open the phone lines here in just a moment and really ask you to join in the discussion about, have you really found your purpose, why you're here on this planet? And, you know, the Bible teaches and we preach regularly, as the scripture says, that we are to figure out what pleases Christ and then do it, Ephesians 5:10. Have you found out what it is God has wired you and how He's wired you and how is God getting the glory? It doesn't have to be a big project or a big ministry. It could be whatever you're doing today that you found, hey, I'm plugged into where God wants me to be and here's my purpose and here's how I'm living it. Because this is where the joy comes. This is where the peace comes. We want to hear from you. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. 888-888-1717. You know, let me just say right at the beginning that when we look at our purpose as followers of Christ, I think the Westminster Shorter Catechism says it pretty well. We're to glorify God and enjoy His presence every day. And that's why we're here, all right? So this isn't about a job search or a career search. That's part of it, perhaps. But more importantly, knowing your purpose, whatever that may be, and then how that's being fulfilled. Have you been wired in a certain way, and what difference is it making? Give us a call, 888-888-1717, to be a part of the show. You know, it was Mark Twain who made the statement, the two most important days in life, one is the day that you're born, and secondly is knowing why, you know, why you're here, which is really a fascinating question. We've got some people who shared their stories with us, and I had one, a story that was left to someone I talked to a while ago who heard a show we were doing on purpose and really talked about how it was that day, hearing that show, that a switch went off in their life that made a difference. And so today, you know what, you can find or be confirmed your purpose in your life as well.
I'm 71, and I never thought I had a purpose. And I got thinking about my past jobs. I have been a preschool teacher. I did in-home care. And now I deliver groceries to people. So I've always helped people.
Yeah, so your purpose, when you look at your purpose, you're a person that's wired to really serve and care for people.
Yeah. And I never thought of it that way until today when I was listening to your show.
Okay. That's our hope for you as well, that today maybe a switch will go off. And as you hear the stories of people who've said, hey, I'm in my sweet spot and hear how God is using it here at home or in the community, what is it? Give us a call, 888-888-1717. This is really at the core. We're right at the centerpiece of what intentional living is all about. I just referenced a passage in Ephesians chapter 5 where the Apostle Paul says to us that we're to figure out what pleases Christ and then do it in Ephesians 5:10. He goes on just five verses later. He says, so be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Listen, we live in an evil time. Of course, that's true throughout history. How are we to live wisely in terms of our time? We get about 27,000 days on this planet, and that's it. About 27,000 days. And how you choose to live your day today makes a difference. You know, I look at my own life. You know, I'm at a stage now where I'm looking back over many years. I'm not a young man anymore. And I realized that when I was young, I would have been helpful if my parents had spent a little more time really talking and about how do you find your purpose, Randy, why you're here, how you're wired. And I had to kind of explore that myself. And in the process, what I started to see was everything that I gravitated to had to do with service and helping people. It wasn't a builder. My brother's a builder. I'm not a builder. I don't use my hand. I can do some of that, but that's not the way I'm wired. I wasn't wired necessarily to say, hey, I'm the computer geek. I'm the guy that can fix all computers. That's not the way I'm wired. That's okay. I can look in the hood and see the engine, but I'm not there to fix it. That's not the way I'm wired. What I realized, I started gravitating to helping people, serving people. And as I took some of those placement exams in school, it came back in service type things that I should be doing. And I was interested. My first opportunity I thought of as a child was, or as a young adult, was to become a teacher. And you know what? That's what I ended up doing, in a sense, what I'm doing now. I wanted to be teaching biology. And then I was interested in psychology. And I went on, and of course, I got involved in radio. And what I realized later on is radio wasn't my thing necessarily. It was using radio to help. And so, going back to school, well, I was a little later in life, getting my degree in counseling, going on and getting my degree in psychology, along with my business degree, and using the media to help people, in this case now today, figure out what pleases Christ and do it. That's why I'm here. This is what gets me up at this stage to do this. You know, frankly, I could be doing other things. But I find the passion to be able to be behind the microphone here and talk with you and love you and encourage you, because I want you too to find what is it that makes your life really work. All right, what is it? What is it? You found your passion, you found your calling, your purpose, if you please. And what difference is it making for you? Let's go. 888-888-1717. Let's go, George in Kansas. How you doing?
Hey, doing good, Dr. Randy. How about yourself?
Fantastic. All right. How do you know your purpose? You living your purpose, man?
Well, yes, I've been, I had a neighbor that was very sick. Now, he's gone now, and I've been doing nursing home visits almost every day for the last 13 years.
Wow.
And I'm having so much fun, and I'm going myself. I've got a whole lot of health issues, but going there to visit them, there's some younger than me, some older than me, but I get to pray with them. I get to, you know, hug on them, listen to them, because a lot of them just need listening to. And I said, I always wonder, I said, Lord, everything I'm going through, everything that, you know, affects me, you've put me here with all these people, and it's so wonderful. I can empathize with them, and they can empathize with me, and it's glorious. And you know, the good Lord, I get sometimes with all my medical issues, I turn around and say, okay, God, you know, I need some help, Jesus, you know, and all of a sudden I go there and those people have helped me so much, and I get to give to them and they get to give to me, and I know what my purpose is.
And your purpose
love
is
love on these people.
That's right, the love on these people. Listen, I tell you, that's a theme that we get. I want you to hang on the phone there, George, because I talked to a person, her name was Alice. We're going to go to number two, Jennifer. I talked to Alice in Michigan a while back, and exactly what we heard from George. This is what, I want you to hear her story, that she, her own personal journey led her to what she's doing today. I think God allows things to, we trip over in our life sometimes, instead of stopping and saying, God, why did I trip over that? And what is there to be learned through this that I can use in my life for my purpose and knowing why I'm here? And we kind of bounce along in our own thoughts. That isn't what Alice did. Take a listen.
In 1992, I came down with chronic fatigue syndrome. But my goal was to bicycle on all 7 continents and through all 50 states.
Well,
by then I had bicycled 10,000 miles cross country twice. And
let me see if I understand. You bicycled across the United States twice?
Yes.
Wow. Good for you.
And then through on 4 continents. But when chronic fatigue struck, I could no longer fulfill that dream. Mm. And so a couple from Tanzania had, in about a decade later, had said, what our church could use is if every person in the church gave $100 gift, we could buy a bicycle and allow a worker, a missionary, a healthcare worker to travel from village to village faster. Mm. And so I gave $1,200 away, having to dip into my savings at the time to buy 12 bikes in Tanzania. And from there, a mentor of mine had told me, this is bigger than you need to start an organization. So in 2005, we started His Wheels International. And at first, our goal was to get bicycles around the world. Well, we weren't able to get bicycles around the world, but we were able to buy about 165 in 12 African countries. But we got 1,700 to missionaries, ex-offenders, immigrants and refugees, and international students. But simultaneously, we were challenged to design a hand-pedaled three-wheeler that would allow people with lower extremity disabilities to get up and off the ground and be able to have mobility. And so I was at a party. I met a guy, and he said, I'm a mechanical engineer. Can I design, build, and pay for the prototyping? We've designed 22 prototypes, and we have gotten a total of 120 of our three-wheel bikes in 22 countries around the world.
Good for you.
And our goal is to have them built there.
Yeah, this is a whole lot more purpose than riding back and forth across the country, isn't it? When you think about it.
I look forward to the day when I get to heaven and people said, I didn't wave at you, but thank you for providing me with mobility.
Wow, fantastic. Alice, you know what a lot of people would do? You know this. They get chronic fatigue syndrome after being so athletic and outgoing, and then they feel sorry for themselves and they sit in the corner. Come on, come on now. So some of you are sitting in the corner right now, feeling sorry for yourself because of something that's happened. That's unfortunate. You didn't expect it. And Alice, you didn't let that happen. You said, "Hey, I can't ride them necessarily everywhere, but let's get them out there to missionaries, to ex-convicts, to pastors, to people around the world." Where a bike is a big deal, by the way, that's a big deal in some of these places in the African continent, especially. That's huge.
Yes.
Well, God bless you. What's the name of the group that you started?
His Wheels International.
His Wheels International. All right. What's next? What's the next goal?
Well, the next goal right now, we're helping others find their purpose in life as they come back to me and say, "Hey, how did you do this?" And one guy from another mobility company came to me, and he had the same condition I had, well, same symptoms. I helped him get on a medication, and he was wheelchair-bound. He can now walk. And so it's taken on different forms of seeing how people saying, how did you do that with your condition? Would you help me start something?
All right. That's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. You know, I was blessed. And my wife as well. We grew up in families with people who just oozed with living life for purpose. And that's, you know, so I was fortunate. I think what was missing is to really sit down with our kids and our grandkids and help them see. You don't have to start a ministry to go to Africa, all right? Could be right there as a mom or dad in your home or teaching as a teacher or in your community or your church or whatever. But we've been wired to serve. We've been wired to figure out what pleases Christ and then do it. That's where we give glory to God the best, and not trying to do something or be something that we're not. Just finding what our sweet spot is and living that out every day. And that's really what we're talking about here today. And I hope a switch goes off in your heart today and you realize you may be 70 years old and thinking I'm done, and you're just get ready to get started with whatever it is. You know how you're wired. And we want to help you think that through today. All right, we got callers ready to go. We need to take a quick break. We'll be back. You can join us. Have you found your sweet spot in life? Not just a career, but a purpose. And are you living it out? And how is it making a difference in the world and bringing glory to God? 888-888-1717. We've got some great calls coming up. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Iris. I'm closing up a career on 24 years in the military. I just went on terminal leave on the 23rd of September, and I just wanted to say I'm listening to the show, and you know, I think that God has a purpose for my life here. I'm passionate about what I'm about to do next. I'm still looking for what that thing is, but I believe that it was just, you know, divine providence that I was able to leave the service when I did, and now I'm here and I'm available to God 100%, and that's my passion right now. I appreciate the opportunity to talk. Bye-bye.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Something that everyone will experience in life is pain. In Dr. Randy's message, The Purpose of Pain, you'll learn even though pain is a problem, when you understand its purpose in your life, you can actually gain freedom.
Pain is a troubling problem for humanity, and yet, without pain, we'd have no grasp of the contrast with health, or peace, or success, or meaning. For it's in the pain that we're able to see how dependent we are on God and what His blessings are all about in our life.
With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group with unlimited access to this message, along with more of Dr. Randy's exclusive content. So don't wait. Give now and receive these life-changing resources. Call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for your support. God bless you. You are making a difference. I'm just going to flat out tell you, we're listener-supported. We don't sell commercials and all that. We just simply have a ministry that God's raised up within the Intentional Life Media Ministry. This radio show and podcast and things we do to help people, and we have our own budget, and we don't borrow money, and we try to be as intentional as we can. And so when you join us, we'll give you access to all of our teaching on this topic of intentional living, and you're making a difference in people's lives. Simple as that. How do I do it? Call right now during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Press number 2 for our staff, or go to theintentionallife.com. All right? Talking, finding your purpose and living your purpose every day.
Dr. Randy is asking right now what our purpose in life and why we're here. And I truly believe that God brought me back home to care for my mother, who is very sick. And I think God saw that coming, and He made a way for me to get back home so that I could care for my mother. Nobody else would do it. We're both disabled, but that's all right, because I go to church and I study my Bible. But God made a way for me to come home to care for my mother. And I listen to your program every single day, and it is so uplifting. And sometimes I just have to pull over on the side of the road. And I thank you so much for your program. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, Debbie. Listen, you found your purpose. There it is. That had to build some big thing. She's right there building a big thing right there, helping mom. I'll tell you what, every day I put on a little wristband that says one thing. I have it on here today, every day. And it's just a reminder to me on those days that I really pay attention putting it on so it doesn't become just a habit. But look at it and say, Lord, what's my one thing today? That's my sweet spot. That's my purpose, living my purpose in my home, in my family, in my marriage, here at work, in ministry, and things we do. Finding your purpose, living your purpose, pretty cool thing to do. Simona is in Arizona. Hi there. How are you today?
Hi, Dr. Randy. I'm great.
Terrific.
How are you?
Good, good. How have you been living your purpose? What is it, and how'd you find it?
My purpose in life is to serve others, and how I found it is God brought me onto a hospital bed when I was 23 years old. I was very young. I was resuscitated, and I heard a doctor saying, oh my gosh, she's 23, we lost her. And I couldn't move, I couldn't open my eyes, but I couldn't talk. And I said, dear God, don't let me die, I'm not ready to die. They covered me and they said I was dead. They were trying to find my family for a mortuary arrangement. And at that time, I remember my grandma saying, no matter what you go through in life, always call out to God. He's always there for you. He's always listening. And in that moment, I said, dear God, if you let me be the way I was one more time, I know what I have to do from here on. And ever since then, next morning, I was able to get up and walk and talk like nothing happened to me. And I start taking care of people. I serve people. I'm there from the time they're walking and talking until end of life hospice. And it's so rewarding. Mm. And the precious memory that I have, no money could buy. And I'm so grateful to God for being able to wake up every morning, being able to walk, being able to talk. Everything else, it's a blessing. It's a bonus in life, and we cannot take anything for granted. But no matter what, God has always had a purpose for our life. And sometimes we have to go through really, really difficult times in order to realize that God is always there. He's never going to leave us no matter what.
That's the reality, isn't it, Simona? Is to know that God is there when you're in the bed of illness or going through a divorce or whatever it is. I think life experiences, family experiences help us do what we do. Let's face it, some of you right now are following in the footsteps of your family because it's meaningful for you. Family businesses. Some of you are in a family business and you really enjoy it. Sometimes you think, well, is this my purpose? Am I really here because of God's calling, or am I here because it's an easy way to go? I don't know. There's a lot of different ways we can end up being and doing what we're doing today. And sometimes down deep in our hearts, we ask the question, hey, am I right in my sweet spot? I will say this, wherever you are today, you can serve God, even if it's not in the sweet spot, all right? So it's not an excuse to say, hey, I got to be in my sweet spot before I can be a sweet person. That's not the point. The point is, are you really maximizing what God's called you to do? And beginning in our homes, I want us to be very clear. Our number one purpose is if you're married, is your marriage. You got kids, it's your kids. All right? And if you're doing that, there's really not anything on the top of that. It's just a cherry on the cake, I think, frankly. All right. Kathy is in Kansas. Hi, Kathy. How you doing?
Hello.
Appreciate your call.
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, go right ahead. What's your story?
So I think, you know, listening about finding your sweet spot, I think sometimes life can take us through all kinds of really dark valleys to find our sweet spots, I guess. And, you know, I really felt a calling from a really small, young age to help individuals that had a variety of different disabilities, or I always say the people that I feel like the world feels like are throwaways, people with significant disabilities or the homeless. And so 16 years ago, I became a foster parent and started taking in kids with special needs and have adopted my son, who's 27 now. He was 10 when I adopted him. And anyway, we took a little girl in 2016 who had been shaken, and we were told she might have some mild developmental delays. And once we got her, we discovered that her injuries were very significant and she required 24-hour nursing care. And we were told that she was worst case of shaken baby that had survived, and they weren't sure she would survive. So we took in this beautiful little girl named Maria. We called her Miracle Maria because she was nothing short of a miracle. So I left my career and we were home to fill in the nursing gaps for Miss Maria. But Maria passed away at the end of January.
Oh, sorry.
And so it's been really difficult trying to figure out what's my purpose, God. Like, I don't know what it is. But sometime around the end of the July, God really spoke to me about my purpose and how he really wanted to use her story and her life to turn tragedy into triumph, if you will. And so we started a nonprofit foundation called Miracle Maria Foundation, and its goal is to raise awareness about shaken baby and prevention, and then to provide disability navigation services to families who might have a loved one who has disabilities and just trying to get through all of the disability services.
This is giving you purpose, though, isn't it? I mean, are you probably really passionate about this, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Yes. Yeah, it gives me so much purpose. And it's also, I think, a part of healing and the grief.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to share her story, but, you know, I keep telling people, like, but if by sharing her story, we can prevent this from happening to one other child or one other family, then it's all, you know, worth it.
You've just shared it with a bunch of people all over the country and maybe around the world online who are listening. Thank you for your call, by the way, from Kansas. We're wrapping up the show here in a couple of minutes. I just got the high sign from Jennifer. I got to wrap it up. Here's what we're going to do, though. We're going to stay here and just continue to take your stories. And, you know, it may not be that you, maybe you're thinking, wow, these are big stories of pain and loss. And, you know, here I am, I'm a mechanic working on cars, or maybe you're a teacher, or maybe you're at home every day with the kids. Here's the question. How is it that we can live out that purpose right where we are today? Some of you are doing things, frankly, that I could never do. And that's okay. We all have different gifts and abilities and strengths and weaknesses. But the question is, are we living out the purpose? You know, God gives us about 27,000 days on the planet. We need to use them intentionally for God's glory. How are you doing that? Give me a call. Let's talk. All right. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. We have to wrap up the show. This has been good. We got callers standing by. I want you to join in so we can just talk to a bunch around the country, and then we'll air this show. I think it's next Monday. To those of you who are listening, you'll have part one, part two. All right. The phone line is 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. I want to share a Harvard study with you. A study by Harvard's Human Flourishing Program shows that people who align their lives with spiritual or religious purposes exhibit lower levels of depression and anxiety and higher levels of life satisfaction. It goes on to say in another study that many studies additionally suggest that individuals who feel they have a purpose, and often it says religiously inspired, for those of us who are followers of Christ, we know what that means, tend to report higher levels of well-being. So this thing about finding our purpose and living our purpose is not just about doing something. It has direct benefit to us. As we say, we should live our lives. Whatever we do, we bring glory to God. And in the result of that, it's going to be benefit to those that we love, and often including ourselves. So what's that sweet spot in your life? At home? Or outside the home? Online? Under a hood? In the classroom? In the nursing room? Where? 888-888-1717. Love your feedback. Love to talk to you. I'm Dr. Randy for the entire Intentional Living family. Thank you for your prayers and support. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Intentional Living, the Ministry of Intentional Life Media.